Sunday brunch at the Gugelhoff Cafe and Bakery in Durham features an assortment of sweet and savory delights.
Yeah, we like it a lot. We've been here several times for lunch and breakfast, and we wish they would be open for dinner. But
I am eating a fruit platter with their homemade granola and yogurt and fresh fruit, and it is fabulous.
Scrambled eggs with salmon and hollandaise.
I love the continental breakfast. It was a good variety. Delicious homemade bread.
Calamari, roasted mushrooms, potato leek tort.
It's actually the pastries, which is what drew us here to begin with. Being outside and just having the fountain and the umbrellas and the music and the shade, it's a neat place.
Kelly Alexander, State of Things resident foodie, can't stay away from the Gugelhoff on Sundays and joins us now to explain why. Welcome back, Kelly.
Hi, Frank.
So what's with you and the Gugelhoff?
You know, I'm a bakery person. I was a baker. I was a night baker, and pastries particularly were my thing. So I really judge places by bakeries. And when I moved here, a lot of things were big highs, but the bakery scene was pretty low. And, you know, I don't like the big, you know, mass market coffee bar kind of thing. That's not a bakery. You can't go there and chill out and eat something nice. You're kind of in a big rush. And so when I found the Gugelhoff, I was like, this is it. It's really a European-style bakery on Chapel Hill Boulevard in Durham. It's nice, and it's owned by these Germans, and it's based on the Gugelhoff cake, which is a traditional dessert of southern Germany. It's kind of like a giant, tall bun cake that's like a pound cake to taste. But I was really intrigued by what in the world it was doing there, because it's really, really out of place.
But but it's the ambience. I mean, it's an authentic feeling place.
It is. It's very old world. Yeah. It's got a huge atrium. It's got a gorgeous glass pastry counter. And, you know, all the little details that matter to bakers are there. The panna cotta has flecks of real vanilla in it. The cherry danishes are huge and not sort of sickly sweet looking. They're made with tart cherries instead.
Once you get down to it, are there things that actually distinguish sweets from one sweet from another? I mean, it's all kind of sugary.
No.
And got a berry here and there, no?
No, I mean, a Danish is not just a Danish. But even really beyond that, the selection, I think, at the Gugelhoff is extra special. They make wonderful breads, and they make something called a bretzel, which is, you know, based on traditional German pretzels. But they do a huge retail business, and they've just opened this cafe last Labor Day, so it'll be a year this Labor Day, and they're still kind of trying to figure out the menu. But they've got roasted lamb sandwiches, which, you know what, this is a place that's like not too far away from a Hardee's that sells 99 cent hamburgers, and that's, you know, I can understand why you might want that one day, but the roasted lamb sandwich for $6 to me is like the best lunch in the world.
They bake their own bread?
They do, all of their own bread.
How about the kids? Is this a kind of a tiny little place? Can you get five people around the table or what?
The cafe has a huge outdoor section, and the inside is very open, like an atrium, two levels, and they really welcome children, which is great if you like that sort of thing, if you don't mind, you know, having your croissant with little children running around. But yeah, it's very child friendly.
How about this family? I mean, what made them, how did they settle here, and you know, how's it going for them?
It is actually a very calculated business decision. It's two business owners, both came from Munich, both were business students. And they, Claudia and Hartmut, and they decided that they wanted to, you know, they were like the pipe dream, like if all else fails in international relations, we'll open a German bakery in some small town in America, and that's what came to pass. So they picked they knew that the Triangle had a lot of international population. They knew that there would be an audience for their kind of bakery, and that's what they did. They came here and did it. But the bakery itself opened in 98. The cafe's only a year old.
See, I've got this theory about the South. When people say, well, you know, there's nothing, it's just the food isn't sophisticated or the places seem all. It's not that. I just get a sense that there's a kind of a root honesty, and folks just don't like pretension. And when you start, you know, putting the little accents on the letters, and it just doesn't feel real.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I think one of the biggest hurdles that the bakery owners had to deal with was the name Gugelhoff.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, we just couldn't take it anymore. We were eating all this food that we really didn't like, and we said, you know what, the hell with it. We're naming our bakery Gugelhoff, and I kind of love it for that. And they said, you know what, if people don't come here, or they call it the Guggenheim Museum, which has happened, they just go with it anyway. And there is, I mean, it's not for everyone. It is a sophisticated bakery experience. It is child-friendly as it can be, but it's not, you know, Krispy Kreme donuts. This is something else.
Is it catching on, or is it going to be more of this kind of thing?
I think it's done really well. probably because it's one of a kind for this area. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you don't like the atmosphere and you don't like the sort of oat coffee bar thing that's going on there, you really can't argue with the pastries.
That's oat with an H.
That's exactly. No, it's O-A-T. No.
That's great. Kelly, thank you very much.
Thanks, Frank.
Kelly Alexander is a contributing editor to Saveur magazine. She joins us regularly to talk about food.